Mitzvah. We're skipping Rishon and Beis, which deals with Pidyon Shvuyim. We're up to now Rishon and Gimel then. Rishon and Gimel is, I guess, the long-awaited simen that discusses what are the qualifications to be deemed an ani. And we keep on being merames that a lot more people are anim than we think and eligible for tzedakah. And hopefully Mitzvah tonight we'll cover the first two sifim, which on Magdir, exactly what an ani is. I mean, the rest of Siman also has a lot of scenarios, but just to get the basics on the first two sifim. All right, let's start. Reishon and Gimel Sif Aleph. Mihu aroi li totzdaka. Mi sheyesh li mazin shtei sudas. If someone has enough food to get him by two sudas, and b'yameyam that he had two sudas a day, so he was able to have two sudas he could get by for today. He should not take from a tamchoy. A tamchoy was that they used to collect food, Taz says, every single day they used to give out food to the aniyim who were desperate, who didn't have enough food for that day. So someone who has two sudas and can get by that day was not entitled to take from the tamchoy for that day. If he had mazon yudalit sudas, if he had enough for 14 meals, which is a week's worth of meals, two a day, lo yito mea kupa, he's not allowed to take from the kupa. And the kupa was the same idea, but instead of being distributed every day, it was distributed weekly. So there were a certain degree of anim that were eligible for the kupa, but were not eligible for the tamchoy, because if the tamchoy was every day, if they had two sudas, they weren't eligible to take tzedakah from the tamchoy, but they were eligible to take from the kupa. So if a person, l'mashal, had only 13 sudas, he was able to take from the kupa, but he couldn't take from the tamchoy. Now, v'im yesh lo reish zuz, if he had 200 zuzim, v'einoy noisim v'noisim behem, and he doesn't wheel and deal with them in business, he's not a soicha, he just has 200 zuz sitting in the bank, or he has only 50 zuzim, but he deals with this money, and from 50 zuzim is enough of a capital that you'd be able to have a turnover and constantly make profit to support your family. Or so actually, Sudavah will only talk about himself, to support himself. Lo yito tzedakah, he's not entitled to take tzedakah. However, v'im yesh lo reish zuz chasadina, if he has 199 zuzim, he's missing one, v'eino neisim v'neisim behem, and he doesn't deal with them. And the person can say, Hu adin, if he has only 50 zuzim minus 1, he has only 49 zuzim, even if he does deal with them, he's still considered an ani. So therefore, afilu neisnim lo elav zuz bevasakas, even if someone would give him 1,000 zuz in one shot, hareza yitul, he's allowed to take it because he's still considered an ani. And the person can say it's irrelevant if 1,000 people each give him $1 or somehow bevasakas, or one person, which is more mustava, gives $1,000 in bevasakas, that's fine. The idea is that Kozman, he's an ani, he's still eligible to take any form of tzedakah, even if it's more than the Masayim Zuz. But once he reaches Masayim Zuz, he's no longer an ani, so he's now allowed to take tzedakah. If he can get by for a month, whatever it is, and next month he falls short of 200 zuz, so then next month he could take tzedakah. But today, if he has 200 zuz, he's not allowed to take tzedakah.
Why does
he have to say he
doesn't get the
tzedakah? He does. Once he zachaz, he has the, I said somehow if someone gives him all bevazachaz, right, somehow they give it all bevazachaz, at that point he's allowed to take. Now the Rukhaim Kanievsky says that he's allowed to take the hell of zuz is only if grada he has a tzurik for the El of Zuz, and it's also a form of, let's say, demak soira, albeit he has 200 Zuz, you know, he'll have up to 1,000 Zuz, or over 1,000. He started with, let's say, 199, and someone gives him 1,000. Fine, but he has what to use for, 1,199 Zuzim. But if it's mamish extra, it's past his shear of demak soira, or past his shear, what he's going to need in the near future, then he says it's a chiddush for Rechaim holds that you now even take 1,000 Zuzim. It just means that you still have a status of an ani to take whatever all your tzrachim are, even if it's up to 1,000 zuz. Now, we don't really have this idea of a tamchoy in a kupa. If you look in the Shach in Sifkan Aleph, he says, "Kachoy yedarkum lechalek tamchoy b'chol yoyim v'kupa me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos." However, because of asmak, they didn't kupa v'tamcha inu neig b'yameinu. Already by the times of the Rishonim, this I guess, minig or kupa tamchoi to collect food and give it out on a daily basis was abolished. It wasn't in existence anymore. It wasn't practiced. V'nira d'ratz alayma, that just means kol dine kupa amisha yizbar l'kamansim in reshon and vav, or the prati pratim of dine kupa. Of a vaday, every kahal has some form of kupa shatztaka. It might even be in the form of food, like we have a temche Shabbos, but they don't give out on a daily basis. Even they don't even give out on a weekly basis. It's more like a monthly basis. So based on this halacha, if we could apply it, for someone to be entitled to temche Shabbos, if they supply food for the month, technically they should be some family that doesn't have enough to last for the month. If they have a last in a month, of course they should not be taking the time, because I was next month they could take, but this month not. But if they don't have for the month, then they're allowed to take already a full or package of Temke Shabbos. Now, where does this din of Reish Zuz come from? So if you look in the Birke Yosef on the side, he says, Deishe Rishumis Amru, they say, Ki Tzedaka is Begimatria Messiah Chasa Aleph, 199. Ki ad kan yacholito. If he's someone has only 199, then he's a bar tzedakah. He's entitled to tzedakah. Avo masayim loy. But if he already has 200, then already he's not entitled to take tzedakah. And others said this as well. I think the preacher Trisha says it. There are other people, other places can say this gematri as well. If you look in the Mesha Chachma in Parshas Re'ei, he says a beautiful pshat. It's in Perek Tezvav Pasek Ches. He says that where do we get this share of 200 zuz? Where's the makar in Torah of 200 zuz? The Sahar Torah that the Mesha Chachma was, he mamish makes a cheshem, beautiful cheshem. State in the pasuk in Erchin, im machu me'erkecha. So then you have halakas how to be misogyned for him. Now what was the erich that we're talking about? We're talking about the erich, the regular stam ben adam who makes erich yalai, an ish who's over 20 makes erich yalai. He owes 50. Sloim to Hegdish. So therefore, what's 50 Sloim? 50 Sloim is the 4 Zuzim and Nazela, so 50 Sloim is 200 Zuzim. And Vash state in the Pasuk, Vimach hu me'erkecha. If he's a mach, if he's poor, because he can't afford 50 Sloim, which is 200 Zuzim, then you have the din of misogyny, whatever it is. But if not, then he has to give the whole, that's not. It's not 100%, but what you see from here, Zakta Mesha Chachma, that in order to have the title mach, in order to have a title to be an ani, you have to be somebody who doesn't have 200 zuz. That's a Mesha Chachma. Now, I'm not saying it's not 100% because it could be he has more than 200 zuz, he just couldn't give it away, the whole 200 zuz to Hegdish. So he was a Mochu Mekaka, he couldn't afford to share 200 zuz because he'd be left with just a little bit. But anyway, Mesha Chachma has a beautiful Geshmak Pshat, that's the Makar, that it's owned as a Mok, it's someone who lacks a full 200 zuz. All right, now if you... Good, we're going to get to that. 100%. We're going to get to him. Yes, and that's what the Tanaitz all about. All right, now what's his Reish Zuz? Reish Zuz, like Pasha Pshat in amongst the Paiskim, there's one sheet who might say it's for husband and wife, but most Paiskim across the board say, Rishonim Rei Derash, proves that he says Avad, it means per person. So if you have a father of a household, if he's talking about a yachid, like the Mechaba is talking about, you're talking about his own mezainis that he needs for a kupa and a tamchui. So too the Reish Zuz is for his own tzarech. So for him, personally, he needs Reish Zuz to last a year. If he's married, he's obviously responsible to provide for his wife. So they need, the couple needs, 400 zuz. And if he has 5 children, so they need another 1,000 zuz for the 5 children. It's 200 zuz per person. And obviously this shear of 200 zuz is per person in a normal situation. Haitzayis beininis, adam beinini, what he needs, and haitzayis regilat, if it's a one-time tzarech, hulila, he needs it for a refuah, he needs it for a chasana, or for something special, so avada at that point, even though he has raised zuz, he's still considered an ani lo yisadava, because now for this special event that he has to provide for, he's lacking. So he has a din of an ani, lagabi yisadava, and memel, he'll still be entitled. It's raised zuz, it's for the normal tzrochim, the normal itzayis of what a person needs. And clearly, if we would like to apply it before we even get to Vaita Nesemen, Yitzchok is right, that the Shir Reish Zuz is not today punkt Reish Zuz, because the value of Kesef is very little. It means what's necessary, what's enough to provide for a person to last for a year, his basic necessities. Mamish minimum, but he can get by a year, that is the shear of reishus. Reishus was at that point the amount that was necessary to carry him over through a year, like we're going to see later tonight. Now this din of Yudalat Sudus is a Gishmaka Taz. If you look in the Taz in Sifkat and Beis, the Taz says, Yudalat Sudus la yutomea kupa, prepare kol kisre prachina and mani. The Gemara asks, who is it going like? Because Yudalat Sudus is supposed to be enough Sudus for a week. That means 7 days times two. Now we have Shabbos, and Shabbos we have more than two Sudus. There's a problem here. So Gemara asks, mani, I Rabbanon, if we go like the Rabbanon who hold that you need to have Shalosh Sudus on Shabbos like we paskin, Chamsri Havyon. You need to have 15 sudas to last through the week. Pirish to b'Shabbos tzorek shalosh sudas. The Rabbi Chitko, and if you go like Rabbi Chitko, who held that you had arba sudas, imagine having arba sudas in the winter. Tisrilei dalet sudas b'Shabbos, then shitri havyin, you're going to need 16 sudas. So why does it say over here only 14 sudas? So Mishani, the Gemara answers, how many Rabbi Kivi? It's going like Rabbi Kivi. The Amar, I say Shabbat chachoyil. You have to make your Shabbos like a choyl and not have the extra sudas on Shabbos. V'altitz darach labrius. If a person has 14 sudas and he has enough to get by that he won't starve on Shabbos, he has two sudas for Shabbos. So even though he's going to have to make his Shabbos into a choyl, like a weekday to have only two sudas, yes, he's supposed to do that. I say Shabbat chachoyl v'altitz darach labrius. Opish Rashi delinin Shabbos. If a person could afford, avad is supposed to have shalosh sudas or four sudas on Shabbos. But if he can't afford, he's an ani, then he's preferable better make a Shabbos choyl than to come on to tzedakah. That the Rash also says like that, that we're going like Rabbi Kiva, like the Gemara's Teretz, that he's supposed to make Shabbat Chachoyim. That means I say Shabbat Chachoyim, cool. If a Kosva Zed, the Prisha, the Zeldavka, Rabbi Chitko, that the Gemara says it's Cheshman for that you have to go home on to Rabbi Kiva, only like Rabbi Chitko holds that you need four Sudas for Shabbos. Avul Rabbanon, but for the Rabbanon who hold that we need three Sudas for Shabbos, like Kashamidi, then it's good. Why? Because you need two Sudas every day. The night meal means the Lel of the day, Lel Rishon and Yom Rishon, Lel Sheni and Yom Sheni. So the Suda of Lel Rishon, which means Mitzvah Shabbos, instead of eating it Mitzvah Shabbos, Adarabba, move it up 2 hours earlier and eat it on Shabbos, and that will be Yishalosh Suda. So you can get by with 14 Sudas a week and still Chaperayim Shalosh Sudas, because you'll have that Suda of Mitzvah Shabbos, you'll bring it up early and you'll eat it on Shabbos. Are you missing out Malava Malka? No, as I vait, you have no right to come on to Tzedakah. So Mamela, it's only necessary for Reb Chitka. Reb Chitka holds and you need a four sudas, so even if you play with the sudas, you're still going to be short one, so mainly you have to come on to Rabbi Akiva that says, I say Shabbat Chachoyim. Sakta Taz on the Prisha V'la'in B'sugya. He was not mine in B'sugya Shavesi. Why? Because the Gemara's Mavud, after Rabbanan Amrin and Kain, that even later Rabbanan, we say that you have to come on to this territory of Rabbi Akiva that I say Shabbat Chachoyim. So the Taz is arguing with the Prisha. If you look in the Nekudas HaKesef, Kuz has argues with the Taz. He says, Nahapechu, it's Mamish Faket, Shehu, the Taz, lo'iim besugya. He didn't look into the sugya. Rak b'divrei abach, shemate kena sugya b'ktzara. Aval l'mayim b'shabbat, afkuf yitchesam v'n'aluf, muvu sham lehedji k'divrei aprisha, de l'rabonon b'lav haki l'koshamidi. Why? De may d'boi l'mecho b'afuki Shabbos, that which you need to eat, Matzoi Shabbos, after Shabbos, Oichu b'Shabbos, you move it up a little bit, and you'll eat it on Shabbos, that you'll be Yishalos Sudas. So, Kumash Kosa Prisha. V'chein Kosa V'Ramim V'Pirsha Mishno, D'Soif Peya L'Hedya. And that's talking to the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha, Sa'in Rabban Asar Rebbe Chitka. And the Gemara says, Bishlam, the Rabban is not a problem, because I can move up Malava Malka to on Shabbos. But loy to Rebbe Chitka, you have a problem. The Gemara says, oh, we'll come on to Rebbe Akiva, say Shabbat Chachoyos. And then there's a Nekud Sakazim, that the Taz was in Besugya. If you look in the Sugya over there, you see that other Yishenim as well went like this. Not only the Ramah and Pirsha Mishnayis, but the Ritva also says that Teretz of the Gemara, Rebbe Akiva, is going to Rebbe Chitka, but loy to Rabban, and it's fine. However, the Taz is right. Why? Because the Taz, like is Meramis to Rashi's Pshat Gemara. If you look in Rashi's Pshat Gemara, you'll see that in the Kanami, the Gemara didn't have a problem with the Rabbanan, because you had this Eitzah to move Malava Malka up, to move it on to Shabbos, But once the Gemara came on to Rabbi Akiva, I say Shabbat Kakos, Mavu and Rashi over there, that this Gemara's teretz of Rabbi Akiva was Seifer Rabban and Seifer B'Kitka. Now you don't have to be Matrik and move and lose a Malava Malka and move it up to Shabbos. Now you can just go to like the Rabbi Akiva, I say Shabbat Kakos and only have two Suddhas on Shabbos, not even Shalas Suddhas, not even like, I'm saying even the Rabban would be made to say Shabbat Kakos. It's basically Makloikis Rishonim had attached the Gemara. At the end of the day, when the Gemara came on to attach Rabbi Akiva, is that only for Rabbi Kitka, even for Rabbi Akiva. This machlekes is taz in the kudus hakesef, and the taz which is going with Rashi pshat and the Rash. So in economy, the Gemara says it's lahalaka. We pass can say shabbat kachoyel even for the rabbanan. Meshenkin the kudus hakesef who's quoting from the Pirush Mishnayis, which the Rambam Taka says it of the Impeya, and like I said, a ritva. They hold that the Gemara's teretz was only in Rebbe Kitka, but the Rabban was good, and you don't have to come on to the teretz of Shabbat Kachoyl, but rather you move Malava Malka up. All right, continues the Taz, which with Taisis is Kasha. They ain't Lakshays. How could the Gemara say I say Shabbat Kachoyl and only have two Suddhas on Shabbos? We learned before in Reish Nun that I mean on Shabbos it talks about how much you have to give a nani when he's passing through your town, the tzarek for his day, mezainis for a day. It says on Shabbos Nisim Lo Mazen Shalosh Suddhas. He's supposed to give him Shalosh Suddhas. So how does that stem here? Here we're saying I say Shabbat Kachoyl. Let him not come on to tzedakah. Let him only eat two Suddhas. And over there it says that you provide Shalosh Suddhas. It's a stira. If he has 14 Suddhas, he's just missing that 15th, he's missing Shalosh Suddhas on Shabbos, he has no right to take it from Tzedakah. But if he's already taken from Tzedakah, he's already established as a nani, he's taken from Tzedakah, then when you provide for him, you have to provide for him even for Shalosh Suddhas. It's just a measure. It means if you can get by 14 and he could save himself from coming on to tzedakah, then we invoke the principle, I say Shabbat Kachoyl, v'ayitom mit tzedakah. But once you're already coming on to tzedakah, you already have to come on to tzedakah, then that person already, avad is supposed to be provided for even for Shalosh Suddhas, because you need taka Shalosh Suddhas. All right. Zak the Rambah. Umi shehoylech mi beisai, if someone is traveling from his house, when they say in the ear to ear, and he's going from city to city, lekabetz to collect. So let's play this out. He's leaving Eretz Yerushalayim. He's coming to America to collect. And let's say he doesn't have 200 zuzim, so he needs 200 zuzim to get by. Whatever the tariq is for his panasa for that year. So he plans, he's on the journey, he's going to hit the five towns, and he's going to hit Brooklyn, he's going to hit Manhattan, he's going to hit Lakewood, he's going to hit a bunch of cities, Passaic, whatever he's going to hit, right? And that's his agenda. He has his itinerary all set up. And he goes to his first town, and in his first town, Baruch Hashem, he's matzliach, he already has 200 zuzim. So that's it, he should now go back to Eretz Israel. He's ani, you have no right to continue further. And if you play this out, what's going to happen? He's going to go back to Eretz Israel, and then sometime later, he's going to be again in the matzah of not having 200 zuzim. He's going to again be an ani. He's going to take a flight back to America and do this once again. So if this keeps on happening, he might be here every couple of months, back and forth, back and forth. Which it sounds like a dava muza, like just let him finish the journey and he'll be able to have enough money to last and he won't have to come back to America for a couple of years or at least for a year. So what's the eitan? This was bothering the Shainim. Is there an eitan? The Shainim said, yes, we have an eitan here. And the vod is that kala derech shoyabedaita lisa, once he leaves his house, his whole itinerary, the whole trip, whatever he was set up that he plans on going, kishaholak mibesai, nikra pamachas, is already considered one shot. It's like Nisan lo elav zuz bavas achas. Vafilu nasanu le reish zuz birachas. Even if he already made the 200 zuzim in his first city, yakol akabo yosa, he's allowed to continue to his next city and get it. Umikan ve'elech, but past whatever his itinerary. Let's say he already made up. He's going to travel to five different places, and he did that already. And now he wants to chaperide in a sixth place. Now that wasn't on his agenda. When he had that makshava, he wants to chap the sixth place. It's too late. It's not an oni. See, he can't go to that sixth place, also, then it's also. But whatever he planned on going, it's a good idea to have his itinerary set up well. Yeah, so if whatever he has set up, so that person is considered a pamachas, and he has no problem. Well, I don't think he plans on staying away from his house forever, but whatever, till he goes back. Whatever's on that road trip, that's what he's allowed to take. More than that, he has to stop. It's a chiddush of of the Rishonim. If you look in the Goyin in Sivkon Aleph, very laconic Goyin, the Goyin says, Ayin Shom V'Tzorichin. He doesn't understand, he doesn't say exactly what the Tzorichin is, but apparently he didn't hold of this Heta, that this is a Heta, oh now, once I have the Heta, I can all can be considered Pamachas. All right, but if you look in the Radvaz, in the Piskei Tshuva Sivkon Aleph, the Radvaz, first, if you look up the tshuva, first he brings down this Eitzah, the Rishonim, and then he's Moisim Noch Eitzah. Ayin b'tshuva to Raz, Shekos of Oid, that is another Eitzah. Ika time achrino, do laimina mishu yesh lo reish zuz, we don't say that someone has reish zuz, lo yitim na tztoko, that din is only elam mikupah shot tztoko. He can't take tzedaka money from the kupa, or me hayichidim, or from the individuals. Bataris tzedaka, why? Shrei bala bais and nois and loni zeh. If he's going to take bataris tzedaka, lo yitin loni acher. Right? The bala bais is a chesed. He's giving maisa, whatever it's choymish, whatever it is. If he's going to give to this loni, it's going to detract from a different loni. He thinks that he fulfilled his obligations here. He's going to give less elsewhere. V'nimtza goyza lesanim. Av menidon didon. Anyway, it should be v'nimtza that. He was sort of on a makshu, but an insa that Noisein wasn't giving his full share. All right, Avabanidin Didon, Shakol Yoidim, Shiyesh Yoisim and Masayim Zuz. Everyone knows these guys already have more than 200 Zuz, but they're collecting anyway. Bumachazim Yishum Panosas Ishto Yobonov. Not sure what that means, because if he doesn't have enough for his wife in Jordan, then he has a right to collect for them too. It's Rejus Lacholachad. He has a right to be their Shaliach to collect. All right, but I guess he needs more Beravchus than Noisin Mloy Betaris Matana. Everyone knows that these guys are not a status of a halachic oni. What, they don't have a shtempel of an oni. So when they give him to help him out, to have harvoka, they're giving a betaris matona that he should have more berafkas. They're giving a betaris a present. Veloy betaris tzedakah. They're not giving betaris tzedakah, and they won't detract from giving it to somebody else. They'll still give their chaymish, whatever it is, through to all anim, but to this guy, they'll take it off the top, above the chaymish, they'll be giving to this guy, but Teres Matona. Because if he takes from the Kupa, Shanim to Goizom Sharanim. However, now at this point, I don't know what happened in terms of Radvaz, but I doubt today that when someone comes knocking over his hand out, that we're giving it Bateris Matona, if he really doesn't have a status of a nonny, but I'm giving it to him anyway, Bateris Matona. I don't think that that's the kavan. Everyone uses it for tzedakah and ma'isa cheshbon is. I don't think that that's what they have in mind. However, v'im eloi masayim zuz, but if Yitaka doesn't have masayim zuz, v'rotza gaboyim liten loy afilu matona merubo, even elef zuz state, is muto. U'mekom okum zek teretaz, don't get carried away, tzark ledaktik badovo shalit kuku es shara aniyim hasheh b'ir. If you're going to take a large chelik of the kupa and give it to this one ani, your mamish, it's not fair to the other aniyim. The other aniyim are going to need for more basic necessities. So you have to do it with chokhmah, with pikchus, to make sure that everyone is equal and provided for. But he says, be'etzim, you have a right. Vivai, he doesn't have reish zuz, you have a right to just give him and give him my filu elef zuz if need be. All right. But I think that the heta that they have to invoke is really the Ramos heta, because I don't think the Radvaz's heta is really applicable today. All right. Dr. Machaba Vaita. Right now, when you're trying to collect tzedakah. Tomorrow is a nani. Right. Right. Correct. Yes, it means he can go up and down. He can have a status of ani osha, ani osha every day, you know, every other day of his life. That could happen. It's not a problem. So for a deer, so that's more, he needs more than races. That the poskim say, then that's like a chad pami tzarek. He needs it for a deer, for a chasna, whatever it is, for a chulilo, a refua. So he, races is not going to make. A races is for a standard person in a normal situation. If he has a special situation, he's going to need more. So I'm not talking about buying a deer, but let's say to rent or whatever it is. Although the reizuz already is nichlal enough to rent as well, pashtas. But if he needs for some reason he has to buy a deer, let's say because of chasna, he can't get his daughter married unless he taka, you know, buys half the deer or whatever it is, mishtatav in the deer. So that's a tzarek nesuin, and we discussed before that still has the status of a tzedakah lo'ani, and maybe he will be considered a nani. That's fine. The tzedakah of mishpat says that just like you see from here, that if a guy is going on a mahalach, the whole mahalach is considered one big pamachas type of a netilah. So it says, so too, if a person makes a mass mailing, 10,000 people, And Baruch Hashem, the money slowly trickling every day, waits by his mailbox. And you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, by the time Friday comes, he's already taking care of his past, well past this reish zuz that he needs. He doesn't have to all of a sudden send out another mailing to everybody and tell them, okay, stop, guys, it's over, I'm provided for. Nishnah them, even if the money that comes in, he's allowed to, you know, still keep and deposit. That's not a problem. And the vod is, because he says the same idea. The vod is, at the time he started the mailing, he was a ani, he was a tzarech, he didn't have razors. He made one maisa, one solicitation to become ois ani, and that whatever is nichol on that one trip and one solicitation, one mailing, that's fine. It's all considered pamachas. So the mailer, it's fine. But if Yitaka makes one mailing and Yitaka already reaches razors, he can't make now a second mailing to a different place because it's too late. He already got his razors. He'll have to wait till he's below the levy, dips below the threshold of razors, and then he can make his next mailing. All right. V'im yesh lo harbe. If he has more than 200 zuz, for olav b'choiv, but he's indebted. Let's say right now, Taka, the guy has money. The guy has two, he has 1,000 zuz, but he owes. He's in the red. That's him. If you make an accounting, the bottom line, he's in the red. He doesn't have left razors because he owes 1,000 zuz to people. So in economy, it's long-term loans or whatever it is, so he has money to work with. But lemaisa is, if you make a cheshbon, zelu mazeh, it's a wash. He ends up with less than razors. Oysha mamushkan l'ksubas ishtoi, but he has assets that are mamushkan l'ksubas ishtoi. So again, it's earmarked for a choyv. He owes the ksuba to his isha. So Hareza Yital, he's still allowed to take because Vaita, the same vod, he's considered like somebody who doesn't have rezuz. Because the bottom line, he doesn't have rezuz. It's borrowed money. Borrowed money doesn't count. Vim yesh loy bayis, if he has a house, uklei bayis harbe, and a lot of furniture, household items, v'ein loy rezuz, and he doesn't have 200 zuz, Hareza Yital, he's allowed to take. We don't count these assets. He doesn't have to sell his clay basically. Even if they're from silver and gold, he has, I don't know, a challah knife made out of gold, so, you know, he doesn't have to collect stock. I take the challah knife, sell it, and go down to maybe a stainless steel challah knife. Right? What do you need this golden challah knife for? Still, it's not a problem. He doesn't have 200 zuzim that he could use to spend on Mizoinis and Atsayis and Ksus or whatever it is, he need not sell off his assets and he's still considered a nani. Bamedva Mamurim Zakta Machaba, very important Bamedva Mamurim, is Beklei Achila Ushasiya Umaubush, basic clothing, Umatsayis, his mattress, covers, Uchayetabahan. Avu Magreda Magarda, Ali, Shem Shal Kesef, which the, if you look in the Taz, what's that? Magado Ali Pish Kli Shekoisishin Boy Chitin. You grind up chitin with it, but it's not considered a clay achila. Why? Ainik a clay achila. Shein mekarvena Ali lefana b'shas achila. It's not the plate that you serve the food on. It's maybe a kitchen utensil that you need in preparation of the food, but it's not something that you serve the food on. So that's not considered clay achila ushesia, and that you take have to sell off moichrom v'loyito me'etztaka. He should sell them off and not take from its taka. So he's only left with his basic, mamish basic necessities, even if they're, let's say, more valuable than he really needs, a gold or silver. But if it's his cup and his plate that he eats on, his fork and knife, that's fine. He has a set of china, whatever it is, that's fine. V'ha de'i mechayven oisei limkar, klei tashmisha, and even that we say that he's not mechayv to sell klei tashmisha, yishol kesef ezov, is davka kozman shein otzarok lito mea kupa. It's only if he's not holding by taking from the kupa, he's collecting stock from individuals. Elonaito b'seisem yechidim, avon ba lito mea kupa shot stock, but if he's coming to collect from the kupa shot stock, then no, then lo yitnu lo yachim kokelev. Then you got to liquidate your assets. Let's see your bottom line. Let's take all your assets into play. And at the end of the day, we'll start talking about it. And we'll see if you have rezuz. If you have rezuz, you're not a nani. Then you have to look. If you're taking from private individuals to daka, that's fine. You don't have to liquidate your basic kalim. But if you're taking from a kupa shot daka, then you have to liquidate all your assets. Or make a shuma what your assets are. And if you reach rezuz, then you're not allowed to take from tzedakah. The tzedakah mishpat says that if you make a cheshbon, that's a rabloi, if you make a cheshbon that even after you sell all your kalim, you sell your furniture and everything, you're still not going to have reish zuz, Then he says you don't have to sell your kelim, and you already could collect tzedakah, because even if you will sell your kelim, you're still going to be entitled to collect tzedakah. So stam lahakas causes you to sell your kelim, that we don't do. You still have a right to collect tzedakah. And he says it's like garish, just like afilu neisim lo elav zuz bevachsachas areis ayitol. So too, this person is allowed to take because he's still in the status of an oni. He doesn't have reish zuz. That's what tzedakah mishpat says. I find it to be problematic, is because bishleim iftaka, you're taking elav zuz bevachsachas. You're right. If you have even with all your assets combined, all your klei echel or whatever it is, you don't have reish zuz. And you're going to one gvir and he's giving you elav zuz bevazakas, no problem. But let's say if you would liquidate your assets, you would end up with 199. And you're going around kovetz yad al yad. And the first guy already gives you a zuz. At that point, stop. Just because this might be your only zuz that's liquid, but since the halakha is that you're supposed to sell off your kelim, let's say the other kelim, which is not klei achila, whatever it is, you got to sell it off. And that goes into the cheshbon. So if this guy would sell all his kalim, he would end up with 199 plus his $1 that he just received. He's over the top. He already reached 200. He has no right to collect any more stock. I don't know what. Even by yechidim that you're allowed to, it's only that you're allowed to keep your klei achilu shasiya. But your magred or ali or stam stuff, you got to sell. And that thing you got to sell. There's no kunz in here. Because 200. There's no more nightland bevazakas. You're not taking el bevazakas. You're over the top. At this point in time, how do you go to the next guy? We'll reinvoke this halakha. Go sell. You'll now have 200 zuz, and now let her take anymore. And he says it, you should know, like 5 times. Every place where you could say it, he says it again and again and again. And he keeps on referring to himself without a makar. I don't know what he's saying. I don't understand it. I in economy, but that's not what he says. He says he's allowed to collect. He says he has a din of an ani because I feel the nice and elip of vazakas. Well, what have to do with elip of vazakas? I'm not doing. If he takes take elip of vazakas, fine. But if he's not taking, normal people don't get elip of vazakas.
No, he's getting elip of vazakas, but he's counting that as part of the rich. Elip of vazakas is only divided
by less
than rich.
Right. So I'm asking. I'm asking, but if I would have that as 150 plus I get 50, then he has to stop. So then at that point, he will have to liquidate his clay bias or whatever it is.
It's like one thing, like the remark.
One trip. No, in economy, I'm asking him to that too. If he's a taco person with his furniture and everything, he only has 199, and now he's traveling to America and he has a whole itinerary, you're right, I'll invoke the Ramah, I'll give you that etta too. That's right to Bevazakas. I'm asking him to that too. But viva, you don't have this in the Bevazakas, which is very often the case, then you got to stop. Once you reach 200 together with your assets, you got to stop. The guy is not entitled to take stock anymore. He's not a nonny. I'll take that money and use it for maizris. And the device room says, Tamazai, you never use money for maizris. So the pashas that would not be allowed. Pashas that should not be done. But it doesn't say that over here. How did he get it? He got it from before. Like the Shach's going to have a case, he got it from Yerusha, or Metziah, or whatever it is. But Lamaisa, all right. Let's see. What do you mean? Picture frames? Well, it says bais, you're not mechuyif to sell. Yeah, it says a bais, you're not mechuyif to sell. And it's a shaila amongst the poiskim. If a guy has a bais and he could downgrade his house, let's say he has a 4-bedroom, he can go to a 3-bedroom, he's mechuyif to downgrade, just like he mechuyif to downgrade, let's say, from gold to silver. Some say, want to suggest, I don't know why, but some suggest that a bais is like sort of lamala from this cheshbon, that whatever you need for the house, so you have to know pictures and these things. I don't know, I think it's already stretching it. I'm asking maybe he has a day maxori, but alright, if he has enough for the year, alright, it's a catch 22. We're talking about a normal person. If it's Tanka Nemes a day maxori, then he doesn't have what he needs. Reish zuz is only for a normal person. For him, he needs 300 zuz and economics, so he's still an ani. But if he has, alright. Let's see a Taz in the Shach. The Taz says, Avil, in Sivkot and Dalit, he says, "Ubatur kasev b'menoyer v'shulchan shel kasev chayiv limkar." His menoyer, his candelabra, and his table, he's mechuyev to sell. That's just like an ali. That's not clay oichel. V'hikshav beisayisiv. What do you mean? The Gemara isid Rav Zvid Mishani Hachi. The Gemara Rezid gave such a teretz. V'itayisiv, and he was shlugged up. Mishum diyachol loymu lomikabul alai kishenu shel kesef. He needs punkto a silver table. Less than that, it's miisi alav. He can't. Imamish, he's not going to have menuchas hanefesh. V'tirtzur abayisai. How to get out of this kasha? So the Beis Yosef did away with the Torah. He argues with the Torah. V'tirtzur abayisai. The Gemara loy mayu mishulchan mamish. Not talking about mamish or shulchan. El mi mapa prusa al shulchan. That's his Rebbe's teretz. He doesn't like it. Ve'nir beina el nir. Right, whatever, you know, like a placemat or whatever. I don't need the things. El nir ali the yesh chilek min shulchan shalahem le shulchan shalanu. There's a chilek. The bizman Talmud. The bizman Talmud, as we see in Pesachim all the time. Hoyu lefnei kol echad shulchan katan b'fnei atzmo. Everyone had a separate table. This table is punked for him. The gam gabi klei achila nira dainu mashem miyuchad loy. Av a mashem mishdamishim b'nei beisai, a serving plate that everyone uses. Hu kli gadol, that's a kli gadol. Vade ein l'shaya loy shokesa b'shul b'nei beisai. He has no right to do a misajin because he needs it for his family. Whatever he needs for himself, okay, so that you can leave him over. But for his family, not. Afilu gabi sidu b'achoyiv, if a guy owes money and he claims poverty. Unfortunately, this happens too often. And he requests an abezin to make a payment schedule. And they are, look, it's misogyn, it's true. But misogyn is very, very severe. Misogyn means just for him, not for his wife and children. So if he has enough, you know, rage just to get by for himself, and he can't provide for his wife and children, tough luck. I mean, if we don't do misogyn for his wife and kids, we make him pay his baal chayiv, and now if he can't provide for his wife and kids, so wife and kids will have a status of aniyim, and they could go collect the tzedakah. But we don't, that's why it's he has to provide for them, correct. He has to provide for them, but we only let, but if you have a chayiv to a baal chayiv, let's say the case of misogyn, that baal chayiv takes precedence. You owe real money, right? You borrowed $100, you owe money. That goes before. Yeah, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. And the mice is you can hear from the Taz Tushta. The Taz Tushta to hear is that Hayoyis, this serving plate or this large, your dining room table is meant more than just for yourself, so therefore we take it away. But Mashim Yukadloi not, and that's what the Gemara. Lavadi Mashim Yukadloi Kama, Vodin Gabi Shukhanam Yukadloi, Achshu Shukhan Echol Kala Masubin Vade Chayv Limko Musho Kesev, Umishimaki Losoka Gamarama Mesa Shukhan Vade Kleachilin Shemeshayan Loi. That's what the Taz says. That is a good catch. I'm bothered by Lechayro. Good. So for you as being an Ani, you're entitled to have a nice Shukhan. But for your kids, not. Good. But why aren't your kids entitled to have a nice Shukhan as themselves? They are also Aniim. Your wife needs it. Alter Aniim. If your wife doesn't have 200 zuz herself, then she's also entitled to have that table. What's going on? To Bishlam, if you tell me, I don't know, the table belongs to you and your wife already has the 200 zuz, so she's not an Ani, so the chelik of the table that is used for your wife and children, they don't have a status of Aniim. So yeah, I said, I'll take it away. But normally, if the husband's an Ani, you better believe that the wife and children are also going to be aniyim. And if that's the case, so what's going on here, Lechayra, if he is a right, if he's entitled, if his ani is entitled to keep his silver table, Lechayra, his wife and children should be entitled to that as well. And you can say a teretz is not his wife and children, say, well, it's a doika, but that's the Taz's pshat to try to be miyashiv the tour. If you look in the shach, and Sifkan Dalit, he says a different pshat. He says, Uvatur kasev duadim munayir v'shulchan shakasev tzorech limkor, you have to sell. The ayin drisho ubak kosu tam ledvar. Because of abak shekin ika, the shulchan of manayir chayetzman shengufoy mamish nenemen mechayven oisir limko. You got to sell it. Vaykos arosh v'tu v'shapoyz mishin o yamin atam dim la'ach shekvan notun nizdamnu lo'kele malolo. If you're ready, are taking stalker, and now you got these nechosim, going to neflo b'yurusha b'metzia. That's what I was telling you before. I don't know if you let her go buy them, but they came b'metzia b'yurusha. Ein mechayv noisa limko, you're not mechuyiv to sell it. Then another pshat in the Gemara is from Rashi. Vaykos of Rashi mevi arosh dim la'achesh anota al noidish ashaya. He took shleikedin. He faked everyone out. He really had 200 zuz and went around collecting stalker. Name of ayuloi reisuz. So what's going to happen now? Bezin's going to go back and be goyva from him because he stole moyes at tzedakah. Bezdim boyim v'goyva mimenu mashen notal. They could take from him what he took. Im ein lo kedei l'shalem. If he doesn't have enough liquid to pay back, moyecha kleda shmisha yekarim or mishtamish bepchusim. No matter what, We have a din of mamon shein leitayvim. Who does it belong to? Which ani? Which ani could take this guy, this rami to din and say, give me the money that you stole? Which ani? No one. It's not the Balman's money. It belongs to Tzedakah already.
It wasn't Tzedakah.
No, he took Tzedakah money, but it wasn't Tzedakah because he wasn't entitled to take Tzedakah. So he stole from a... Let's say he robbed the treasure chest of Tzedakah. So what would be... Who's going to take him to a din Torah? Oh, if an individual, good. You're right. But let's say he took from a Cooper Shot stock. I'm asking.
No, but once the guy gave it a stucker,
right? No.
No, he was talking about the individual, but he came to me and I gave him. He fooled me.
But it's not
stucker.
It's not the wrong guy took it, but it's
stuck. I don't know. How does Makshava to give stucker? Where he's mafresh.
Yeah.
But and then, nevertheless, even the shame like Tevim, you still take it, Mishum Knas gave him Imeno. Because of our back, the near Abon Lohiz Kapir Shashi, Im Handiz in Neisai, if a guy you find around my Bezin could go after him and take away everything, and if he can't pay back, then take away and sell off his assets, liquidate his assets if necessary. All right, that's Abshat. Let's go back just to take apart this halacha a little bit. It says before, if a person has Reish Zuz, he's not a noni. So that's what we keep on concentrating on, the Reish Zuz. Reish Zuz is not considered a noni. What happens if he doesn't have Reish Zuz, but he's a wheel and deal, he has a business, he has a geshaft, the Makaba gives a different share, Sheyesh Leicham Mishim Zuz. If he has 50 Zuz, presumably someone who has a capital of 50 Zuz could generate a profit to carry him through the year. That means he could generate enough profit that his profit plus that principal will reach the Reish Zuz that he needs. So, basic mathematics, someone who has 50 zuzim, we assume he's going to profit 150 zuzim in that year. He can make a turnover of that capital three times to be able to get 150 zuzim, plus the 50 zuz capital that he has. Together he has his Reish Zuz, so now he's ani. That's Pasha Pshat. It means you need to have enough. This formula just means you have to have enough that you'll be able to last throughout the year. So you can have it either by having Reish Zuz by doing twiddling your thumbs and living off the interest, or not even interest, living off the capital, or by having 50 Zuz that you have a turnover, or you have money in the bank, and the money in the bank is your profit, and you have a return, or investments returns, whatever it is, REITs or whatever, stocks, whatever it is, that's going to generate enough profit for you to live on with its capital itself, together will combine, will reach Reish Zuz, and that's enough. We're only worried about a year at a time. This year. Next year is another cashman. Next year, you'll have to collect stakataka. But right now, when a guy has Reish Zuz, it only can live for a year, right? So why is he in nani? We should say he should need 400 Zuz, because he has to live for 2 years. Right? Terz is 1 year at a time, which you're going to see later on what I mean by this sixth base. But
and I use it to make my business. I sell that.
So use it till the last day of the year. And the last day of the year, sell off your saw. And now you'll have Yashlava, you just lasted for the year. What are you going to do the next day? Or the next day, the person's going to be an ani, he's going to come to Kupas Tzedakah and collect Tzedakah. But this year, he got his Reish Zuz. He'll have enough profit generating from this capital. Together with the capital, together he has his Reish Zuz that's necessary. That's, now, the place can say, Hu Adin, that it doesn't have to be 50 Zuz capital. You got someone who doesn't have any capital, but he's employed. And he has a steady income. A reliable, steady income. We're not talking about temporarily employed, but he's a normal, even though some will worry about what happens, he's going to be fired. Let's say he's a person who's capable individual that is presently employed. We don't anticipate he's going to be fired, or even Khalil, if he is fired, he'll be able to land another job. He's a talented individual. So if he has a hachnosa, a steady hachnosa, or maskeret, or from his investments, whatever, return on investments, a steady hachnosa that he can live off of, even if he doesn't have chamishim zuz at any one time, he's also not considered ani. As long as he has a steady hachnosa, he's fine. You go to the next step, they talk about what happens if a guy is in yeshiva and he has this kerlo check. So there, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to say that unless the Rosh Yeshiva is willing to obligate himself that he's going to make sure to pay the kol check for the entire year, personally, I mean, even if there's not enough funds, he's going to get it by hook or by crook, deliver the kol check. If not, then it's not a reliable source of income. Because what's going to happen in 6 months from now, the yeshiva is short of money. The first, you know, where we cut is the kol yungalite's paycheck. So that's it. He's not going to have his paycheck. He's not going to have a steady source of income. So he's considered a ani, even if right now he has a stipend from yeshiva. But if he has a Rosh Yeshiva who's willing to be achroi for the year and take personal liability on that, then in economy, that's a steady source of income. It's not a problem. Right, that's what I said. Reasonable. More times than the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, doesn't come through with the paycheck, then people's business fall. Baruch Hashem, business don't fall that too often. So, in economy, if you know that the business is teetering and it's not a reliable source of income, in economy, at that point, it might already be considered a nani. But if he has a steady income, then yes, he's considered a nani. Now, the place can go a step further. The Tzadok Mishpat says, and this I have problems with, he said that if you have somebody who has a steady means of support from family members, his parents, his shver, his brothers, whatever, are supporting him, then he's not considered a nani. Because he right now, in his matzav that he is, he's provided for. He's a reliable source of income. A steady source of income, a reliable source of income, and mainly he's not considered a nani. And here's what I have a problem with, is because Bishlam, if his steady source of income is not Petarius Tzedakah, a generous sibling, shver, father, whatever it is, and it's not Petarius Tzedakah, so in an economy, yes, so then he's a gver, whatever, he's not considered a nani, no problem, I could hear that. But if you tell me that a guy who's a nani, he really is a nitzrak, and he doesn't have enough panasa for himself, or he's learning, whatever, he's not, doesn't have a panasa, and he's considered a halachic digani. In other words, every week he could rely on every month he could rely on a check coming from his family member. If that family member is taking off a tzedakah, it means, so it's a merit that he's a nani, who just has a reliable nadvin who's giving him tzedakah. So he can't collect stock from me. My only high, my high. Why is that? Not Nadvin, like cornered. That's his ani, his baby, and now he's ani. Right now he's an ani. Till he gets the next month's whatever check from his parents, even that check might not do him for the year. Right? If he gets them monthly. So right, every single month he's still an ani. At any given point in time, he doesn't have enough to provide for the year. So he's an ani. So I will pay, you know, give him as well. I have a right to give him. Maybe if I have a right and I provide for him, the shrek could take me to a din tayr for stealing his mitzvah. Okay, but lemaisa is this guy is an ani, who's a nitzra. I don't know. The only way I can hear the tzaka mish, but if you tell me that it's an achrayis, that his family member wasn't just giving to him as b'tayr tzaka, but let's say he's obligated, let's say a nadin and a chasna, he took his up, he's going to give 5 years worth of kest, whatever it is. So and it's a chiv that can be mighty bidin. So yeah, so then right now maybe you could say he's an ani because he's provided for, he's guaranteed for the year because there's someone who owes him the money. Then I can maybe hear. But if it's not, it's just midei chodesh b'chodshei, he's getting a reliable source of income from his family member, but he has a halakhic status of an ani because he doesn't have reish zuz. L'chay, I don't understand. L'chay, he is allowed to collect tzedakah. So that's what I said. If it's not b'tayis tzedakah, then I'm asking. Not here. We're going to see maybe later on tonight it's not so partial, but then I can hear where he's coming from. But if the family is giving a b'tayis tzedakah because they want to support their brother in kailin, whatever it is, and that's the cheshen, they pay every month. And every month, he doesn't have rezuz. So he's a nani. If he can take from his brother, why can't he take from me? No, he only can take from his brother. It sounds... But he's still needy. If you will have a nani, who you have a gvir, who you... No, let me give you a marshal. Let me just play it out a little bit, okay? Let's say you have a guy who's a nitzruk, let's say here in Shul. Okay, and lo aleinu, and he has a few members in the shul who help him out from time to time that he knows he can count on them. Whenever he's a nitzrik, he goes to them, he knocks on a few of their doors, and together they pull together. What do you need? Oh, you need $10,000. We'll get it for you, no problem. So he's not a nani, because he has. What do you mean? He has people who he's guaranteed will pitch in. They've done it again and again and again. For how long? They never prompt. They obligate themselves? Is it a chiv min adin?
I don't think it's min adin, but this guy has a reliable source of income. He knows, as far as he's concerned, he's going to get that $200 check to get
it. Therefore? So therefore, but right now, is he a nani? Could they take it off of tzedakah? Could they take it? Yes. So it means till they give it, he's still considered a nani that they could give tzedakah. So he's still a nani, so why can't I give it? Why can't I chap around? Why can't I give the tzedakah? Only they could take it off tzedakah, but I get. If I give it, it's not tzedakah. If they give it, it is tzedakah. How are you talking?
He is today.
He is a nitzruk, just he has somebody who's willing to be his nadvan. What happens if you have an oni who knows that somebody is going to give him money for tzedakah? So then, that's it. Now he's oni because he has somebody who plans on giving him. But it's not mechuyev to him. They have a promise, doesn't have a neder, but he's planning on giving. He knows he has a guy who can... So he's not a noni. He's a noni who's getting tzedakah. So instead of choosing this guy, he's choosing me. He's choosing to collect it from me. He has the status of a noni right now. All right. Look, if you like it, I'm batoldaiti. I have no problem. But that was a chiddush of a tzedakah mitzvah. At least someone who has a steady source of income, a reliable source of income, that's fine. That's a different thing, yeah. According to him, there's Makhlekes Mishnas and Rabbanan and Chabas Chaim and Avos Chesed about an apotropis on a kailul if it's Baal Talan and that. Could be a dude need personal liability. But they have to give it for how long? What, this month and next month?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, so you're telling me, if you know such a kailul, go learn in it. If you know someone who's going to really take an Achayis, personal liability and guarantee a year's worth of I didn't say it's over at all. I said it's a shayla amongst the poiskim, and it's very fundamentals. It's a machlekes Avos Chesed and Rabbanan. If you could even have a baltan when you have someone who's just an apotropis on a kupa, so that's basic, just fundamentals. And then altogether, you have to know: is it a wage or just a stipend? So if the mechayev again, but are the mechayev for a year? They're going to guarantee. The only time you really have it when you ask a guy to move to an out of town kailo. So then usually I have the money in the bank set aside a keren and a guarantee. Okay, well, the zikr going to provide for you for 2 years, whatever it is. So in that case, where there's a chiv, and for at least a year, so yes, so this guy is guaranteed. He's no problem. So he's not a noni. But I would tell you, by and large, with the kailim that I know of, there is no personal liability. I mean, you've heard of kailim that don't pay on time, probably. Okay. Fine. It's an adivis libum. They're trying to help out younger light, and if they can't help out, they can't help out if they could. Very good. So that person doesn't have a guaranteed source of income, so he's considered a nani. At least you can't use that for his cheshbon of his raises or whatever it is. He's going to have to look elsewhere. That's not a reliable support. Maybe for HUD and other things they call it, but for at least in halacha, for tzedakah purposes, it's not considered a reliable form of support. If they would know how many times the yeshiva defaults, maybe they would also not a reliable form of support. But all right. Now, let's go back. Let's just take apart the Mechaber, another part of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, again, these two things, reish zuz, or chamishim zuz, that you know you have a nice in them. And then the Mechaber says that if you have a lot, if you even have reish zuz, but you owe it, v'arei alav b'choiv, then the bottom line is you don't have reizuz, so you're entitled to tzedakah. What would be the guy with the nunzuz? It means right now we're talking about a guy who's not working. But what would it be if a guy is a capable individual, he's a seicher, he has 50 zuzim that he can turn over at a profit and no problem make money? But these happens to be this 50 zuzim, a zuzim of capital doesn't belong to him. He owes it. He bought a business with 50 zuzim, and he borrowed the money to buy the business. Baruch Hashem, he's doing fine. He can support himself. He has no problem with support. Eventually, he's going to have to find a way to pay back this 50 zuzim. Let's say it's a long-term loan, indefinite loan, whatever it is. And right now, is he considered an oni or not? Right, the Mechaber wrote down bo shirim, and then the Mechaber says, so you have to know what. So if you look in the Sifkot and Beis in the Pesukei Tshuva, that's what the Ksam Sofer is bothered by. I'm betshuva the Ksam Sofer. Beinian emzek koi gam achaluka the chamishim zuz. When naitzim naitzim them, especially when the reish zuz that you're not naitzim naitzim them, it makes a lot of sense. If I have $200, but the borrowed money, big deal. So I don't have money to provide for myself for the year. But if I'm working, I'm a soicha and I have 50 zuz, even though it's borrowed, but I could turn it over at a profit to provide for myself. So L'chayah at your work. So Ksam Sofer says like this. He says, L'chayah 50 zuzim is not going to make it. Because we assume, again, the formula is we assume that every dollar you have, you could turn over at a profit 3 times for that year. So from $1, you can make another $3. So from 50 zuzim, you can make another 150. Together, you have 200. So he says, if the first 50 is borrowed, and you only could turn over a profit of 150, so he's still a noni. But he says, what happens if you have 70 zuzim? And you can turn over a profit of 210. So it's enough to provide for yourself for the year. us. In that case, we're going to turn over 210, even though the 70 is borrowed. Some places it suggests that's it. It's all over. You're not a nani anymore. You know how many people have businesses here in town that they're chived out with mortgages, home equity loans, or private loans, and they're doing Baruch Hashem just fine. They're not walking around taking handouts. So Chassam Sofer says, as long as he could make that turnover in profits, he can't include the capital, because the capital belongs to somebody else. It's taka borrowed. But at least the turnover, the profit he can provide for himself, is not a nani. And Chassam Sofer, with his pikis and chas, starts having problems. Maybe this is not a true formula. Maybe the formula isn't that $1 could make another $3. He brings a right from a different Gemara that you see that for Keret, that it takes $3 to make $1. So he has a problem there. He has a steer. He tries to be miyashiv. It's not clear what his teretz is. So then he suggests if it's $3 only turns over to $1 profit, then at least if you have 600 zuzim borrowed, that you can make a profit of 200 zuzim, because from every three you can make one, then for sure, he says, he's mitzadet at least, that in that case, this guy is not a nani anymore. And the Maisim B'Koyim, we see it, Itaka is not a nani. If he has enough capital that from the return, from the profit that he could live off of, and the Karen is just belongs to someone else, so whenever that guy is, the Karen is called, at that point he'll be a nani, but till then he's fine, he could live on it forever. L'Koyim. It doesn't say, but he has a problem. He tried to make a halakha between it. Your own money, other people's money. It's not clear exactly what he means, but here it's a clear over time for a year. And then every year, and I agree with you, that $1, 50 zuzim can make another 150 over a course of a year. It means you expect to have a three-time turnover to make it work in a konami. All right, but at least, the very least, if the guy has sick, I mean, it's a tailor kokum yekamud, it's just practical. If the guy has enough money, then he's doing fine, and the business is doing fine, providing for his every day-to-day needs, so even though he borrowed to buy the business, whatever it is, he's not considered a nani. If he can't make it, and he has to come on to eat into the Karen, yes, then he's considered a nani, because the Karen doesn't belong to him, it's borrowed money, so then it's taken out his money, like the Makabe says, and then he's considered a nani. All right. Anyone have a watch? Why not? A mortgage is also borrowed money. You're maxed out. You have a watch? Oh, boy. Okay, so I didn't realize that. So let me... Okay, that's chaperine. We really should chaperine too. All right. V'chein b'makam dika takona sh'loi litein tzedakah l'misha yesh li davar katzav. Sok the Ramah. If there was a place that they had, that someone has a certain threshold, he can't take tzedakah, you reckon that into the cheshbon. And anyone who's... What? You don't count it into the cheshbon. Just like these halachas, if you're coming from the kupa, he's not coming, if he's coming from private individuals, exactly the same cheshbon. And someone who's wealthy... Also, Litin Labanov, you're not allowed to provide for his children, Afal Bishem Gedolim, even if they're Gedolim, and Mem Smuchim Al Shulchan Aviim, if they're provided for by their father, Smuchim Al Shulchan Aviim. And the reason given, if you look in the Mordechai, the reason given is because Kol Ma'aseh Noisen Lo, the kid, is Kona the father. So the dollar they give him is going to the father. The father's a Nosha, so you can't give it, but there is Tzedakah. Aye, let's give it to the kid, Amanaz, Shein Lo Aviv Rishas, right? As if like the Mordechai, and for the Mordechai, Bishlomo, with your own money, you can make all sorts of tanaim like we see in the Gemara. But tzedakah dika money, that all you have is a din toivus hano on it. This bialis that you have is only toivus hano. For toivus hano dika bialis, you can't start making tanaim and the rabbi v'shuspay. That you need a real bialis to do that. And since you can't make that tonight, so automatically it's going to belong to the father. Automatically the father's going to be zayko. The father's going to be zayko. Then he's a nosha. You're not able to give it. So the tzais. So Zaktik Tzoy, so Bezoy, it's going to come out that's only if you already mafresh the mice for tzedakah, for mice, or whatever it is. So it's tzedakah money. But if you weren't mafresh the money yet, and it's your money, Zaktik Tzoy, avada then, in Reshman Gimel, avada then, you're allowed to, Sivkandala, avada then, you're allowed to make the tonight. So if you have your own money that you weren't mafresh for tzedakah, then you can go to somebody, Husemekar Shulchan Aviv, and give him money, Amenas, Yemler Aviv Rishus, and that will be a Hilchot Tzedakah, because the kids are tzedakah, are considered aniyim. And it's a chiddush, because l'chayra, there should be a different reason you can't give to them. Vivayt, Husemekar Shulchan Aviv, and the father's providing for them, and the father's wealthy, and they have a steady source of provision from the father, they have a steady source of income, so then the oisanim goes back to the shrooms we had before. This is mamish, even past what I was saying. I was at least moida that if the father, if the family member is giving a nabatari tzedakah, so he's not considered an ani. What you see l'chay from here is, even if the father's tam providing for his children, that doesn't take away the status of an ani of the child, and he's still considered an ani. The only reason he can't give it to him is because automatically it's going to go to the father. But if you can somehow create a structure that won't go to the father, then in economy you can make a mitzvah tzedakah, which is a big chiddush. And just a feroitz v'chol zeh derech. Yeah, we need help for it. V'chol zeh derech tzedakah. This is only talking about tzedakah. Aval derech doyin v'kavod yechalakabu kol odin k'damin yoreitz l'onis yenik elish. If you have a rov who doesn't have a status of noni, someone wants to give him money, and he's not taking it b'teris tzedakah, he's just giving him a present of that the rov is allowed to take. Just like it says by Elisha, he was allowed to take money. Pashas Elisha was wealthy, the Pesukim say, because he was a Navi, and Ein Nevuah Shoyer Elabi, one of the things to know him, criteria you needed to be an usher, so he was Pashas and usher, and nevertheless he was around to take money, because he's taking on b'teris matana, goes into a different smooth, saying matana zichya. But if you're taking b'teris matana, you don't have a problem. B'teris tzedakah, that's when you have a problem. We really want to cover Sif Beis. I got off on the time here tonight, but believe that in the next week we'll cover Sif Beis. Sif Beis explains much more how to bring it down to earth, what it means, Reish Zuz and Nun Zuz today. Don't start passing on this form. You'll see a major, major head to more and more people are considered Aniyim once we get to Sif Beis. Hakotavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.